Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This episode is brought to you by class action lawsuits for corporate categories. Do you see food in the wrong aisle at the grocery store? Do you get confused by the sheer number of bread options? These lawsuits will prevent corporate America from putting things like Snickers in the candy aisle. Help us make grocery stores great again by suing them for wrongful food categorization.
Hey, 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 everybody, this is Derek, and with me today is the only man who still uses his own beanie as a soup bowl, Carl Mandrioli. How you doing, buddy? What's going on?
That's a gear hack, actually.
Isn't it?
That's a gear hack, yeah. If you can, can contain the soup without spilling through the seams, I think that's legit right there.
I know.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, yeah.
With me today is Derek Somerville, the only man who doesn't actually own any gear that costs under $50, but he's going to recommend some to you anyway.
Not true. And
what?
Here we go.
Osprey budget? No?
Osprey budget.
Okay.
So it's all about.
This is kind of a challenge for you today. Come up with some gear, like a gear list, essentially. Different ideas, things we haven't talked about yet. We're not a gear-based podcast. Do you have a hard time?
No, it took me about five minutes. So I know you still had some challenges. I think you had one over $40, which I think we'll definitely talk about. So maybe this year is your new year where you have the Osprey budget and I don't.
This is, gear under $50. So coming up with something over $40 works.
Oh, wait, I thought we were doing under $40 and you added one for $50.
We might have originally talked about that, but we're going under 50.
B&B, I'm reading an email right now. It says, hey, let's do an episode about the best pieces of gear under $40. So,
yeah.
So I think B&B, the New Year's resolution for Carl, number one would be reading lessons for children. And then secondary, number counting by tens, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. And we can talk about that in a different episode. So
All right.
So we'll do your under 50 so you can get away with your more expensive gear. But everybody knows moving forward, your gear is going to be more expensive. Because you have a
know that you need an asterisk to make sure that your list is appropriate, but you already revealed that you only spent 5 minutes prepping for this, so your list is probably really good then, right?
Well, these are gear that I've either had or bought or tried or something, so it wasn't that hard, you know. Okay. I mean, when you're an outdoorsman, Carl, you can come up with this stuff. I mean,
I'm already nervous for your answers.
As you shouldn't be. But there's a couple of these I want to get and then one I've tried. So
okay. Well, that's fair. Wanting to get something, especially if you've looked, you know, at the reviews and that kind of thing, I think is fair.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that, and we'll see how many we come up with here. We've got Mark 14, 3 and 4, and while he, referring to Jesus, was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at the table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor, and they scolded her. We know a lot about scolding, don't we? So this was a case when the disciples did not realize it was time to use the good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. When do we indulge and when do we dial back the spending, Derek, as it relates to backpacking gear?
When friends like you need it.
Okay.
And
what does that even mean?
Well, you're just in need of a lot of things. So I think sometimes it's good to spoil you a little bit, you know, give you the good stuff.
I'm in need of, what's one
you can,
thing?
You can borrow my Osprey backpack if you want. Like, I'll do that for you.
Your day pack?
Things like that. My day pack slash full pack.
I don't have your capacity abilities to fit.
If anybody does, it's you, though. I think
I could make it work, but I don't know if I'd enjoy it. So
you would.
That's a whole separate episode right there. But yeah, I think that some of these, I mean, we're talking about gear that perhaps you don't have to overspend, right? Because we're trying to keep it low and still make an impact on the budget. I've got a couple on here that actually are really good in that regard. So let's get to that. But before we do, I also want to bring up that we have been kind of collecting feedback over the last month or so from our fellow adventurers out there. We've got some pretty strong feedback, some pretty interesting critiques, perhaps criticism. Ooh. And then some fun stuff for sure as well, some creative ideas. And so we're going to share that after we share our gear ideas here. So yeah,
do it.
Coming up too.
Sounds good.
All right, let's start, man. What's your first one?
My first one is the Black Diamond Spot 350 headlamp. I've been keeping an eye on this bad boy. It's got a really long battery life. And I think I lost my headlamp because I use it around the house and I cannot find it. So I'm like, you know what? This might be the time to get a new one anyway. So
you lost your headlamp.
It's around the house. So if I find it, I'll just leave one in the house. I'll leave one in my backpack. So it doesn't really matter. So, but it's under $40 and, I'm in. Looks great.
Wow. The best part of your answer right there by far was you taking ownership over losing something.
I know. Because
that's been a problem on this podcast.
I know, right? It's crazy.
So just to clarify.
It's not in a
shuttle driver Bill did not lose this for you.
There it is. I knew it was coming up. I knew it. It was not in a van.
Okay.
It's not in a van.
Okay. How much did you say it was? Did you say that already?
I think it was around, or it was like 30-something bucks, I thought.
Yeah.
So it's under 40 bucks.
Okay. Yeah. That's a pretty big staple, I'd say, in the backpacking community. A lot of people have, you know, the Black Diamond headlamps, Petzl, whatever. Mm-hmm. I actually have that exact one.
You got the Black Spot Diamond? You like it?
Black Diamond Spot, yeah. So I do like it, and I'm going to open myself up for you making fun of me for this, but it's one of those headlamps that has different features on it. So you hit the button one time, it turns on, then it's like dimmer, brighter, red light, flashing light, all these different types of lights, right?
Right.
So I don't use it around the house. So if I'm on a backpacking trip and I put it on, it's usually kind of when it's getting dark and I'm not really, you know, how it gets dark kind of slowly. And so you don't.
It does get dark slowly, yes.
It does. True. It's not pitch black all of a sudden. So now suddenly you're like, oh, I need my headlamp. So you put it on, and I feel like I'm fumbling around with the buttons, and then it's doing, whatever I'm pressing is something that I don't want it to do. I don't want the red light, but it's red light on. How do I switch it? I'm just fumbling around.
Seems like a really big issue. I mean, this is also, remember, guys, we're talking to the guy who also couldn't figure out the aqua clip. So,
correct.
I mean, all this makes sense. But I think I can figure it out. I'm gonna go for it.
Do you recommend that people train and practice with their headlamp prior to trip?
Well, clearly this is an example of, yes, we should. By what you're saying, but in general, I think most of the B&B can figure this out on the spot.
Okay, so press top button, not side button, once, not twice. Commit that to memory. Ready, go backpack.
Boom, done. You're ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still like it. I just think that if not using it consistently enough, when there's more than one button, watch out. All I'm trying to say.
Like, do you forget how to eat soup with a spoon, or do you need to practice that before you go out on the trip, or?
I practice that as well. Yes.
That's good. Okay.
Okay. So there you go.
All right. What do you got?
That's a good answer. I like that one.
Yeah.
Good answer. Headlamp. We haven't talked a lot about headlamps on this podcast.
We haven't talked about headlamps.
It's kind of a weird one because when people buy headlamps, I think a lot of times they're shopping. They don't really know what they're looking for. They say, well, I want a headlamp that's bright enough so that I can hike at night.
But there's so many headlamps.
Yeah. But 99% of people aren't hiking at night ever unless they are intentionally planning some crazy adventure, or they get lost, or they're super late getting to camp, right?
Right.
So it's the likelihood of using it to legitimately go backpacking at night is very minimal for most people, not for everybody.
Right.
And so really all you're using it for is around camp kind of stuff.
Correct.
And when and if it's super bright and you're using it for around camp kind of stuff, you are annoying everybody by shining the light in their faces.
Yeah, in the tent, out the camp, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
For sure. We'll talk more about that later. Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah,
good.
What do you got?
Good call. All right. So my first one is the Platypus Quick Draw.
Platypus Quick Draw. Okay, I haven't heard of this.
The Quick Draw. The filter, until proven otherwise, this is the one I'm sticking with.
Okay.
Moving forward, I might switch. I haven't put enough gallons through it to know kind of the longevity behind it.
Yeah.
But if you are going to invest in a filter, you have options that are way over $50. Some of those pump filters are super
huge,
expensive.
Yeah.
In fact, I was at one, you know, my local outdoor store recently, and somebody in front of me was buying one of those right ahead of me. And so I tracked him down. I was like, hey, just out of curiosity, like what made you choose that filter?
Right.
And he said, stop trying to get in my car. Like, get away from me, creep.
Not surprising.
So he was like, well, I have a this and that, and I use a, like, it's one of those people that, you know, buy like three or four filters is like a redundancy kind of thing.
Right,
so
right,
I didn't
right.
really understand what he was trying to say, but I was like, all right, thanks, bye.
So sounds productive.
I did not give unsolicited advice. I just was curious what his reasoning was.
Let me tell you something about filter, buddy. Let me tell you.
Yeah, here's a podcast card. Listen so you know.
Did you rummage through his bag and check everything out and then give him?
I asked him to pop the trunk. He said no.
Wow. Why? Yeah. That's so weird. Interesting.
I don't know. People are weird these days.
Shocking. Okay.
So Platypus Quick Draw. So I like that one. It's easy to use. And there's a couple clunky things on it, like I mentioned in previous episodes with the caps and that kind of thing. But
yeah.
That's about $40.
Okay. Platypus Quick Draw. I like it.
I gotta put a little asterisk next to all of mine.
Of course.
All of my answers are based on prices that I'm seeing here in Colorado. If you live in the same state that Derek does in California, then I'd say probably double the prices, right?
Triple. Maybe quadruple. Triple. I mean, we're at $5.19 a gallon for gas here, guys. You know, it's out of control. So get an electric.
$5.19. Yeah, we're $3.40.
Yeah. That's a luxury.
And we're higher than the national average, actually.
Are you really?
Yep.
We're absurd over here.
Yeah.
Okay, my second one is, I don't have this, but I think this applies to a lot of people. And I would even maybe get this if I'm going to do like stuff around town, or if you're gonna maybe camp and then do like an offshoot out and back, you know, like we've done many times.
Yep.
It's called the Four Monster Day Pack. It's 4.4 ounces. You like the name?
Okay.
Four Monster.
Wait, 4.4. That's legit.
That's what I'm saying. It's 4.4 ounces. It packs into a 5x3 inch little. It's like the size of like a travel pillow, or it can be. Okay. Like it's really small, but it holds 24 liters when it's fully expanded. So it can hold a lot. Stores really small, super light. So if you're like, hey, we're at camp, we're gonna go do like a little 2 miler. I'm going to throw some water in and maybe like, I don't know, sunscreen this and that. You could just throw it in the back and go, and it's super light. And then you can just store it in your pack, and you're not taking up a lot of space either. So that's under $40.
Did you know that we're actually doing that on our next backpacking trip?
I think you mentioned that to me. Yeah.
No.
You didn't mention that to me?
We had a trip meeting.
I feel like you said we were doing
a few
that.
Days ago. You were not a part of it.
No.
Yeah. So we have, it's 4 miles round trip, so 2 miles each way. We're going to see something called the Druid Arch in Canyonlands National Park. And so, definitely a spot to drop your big backpack. You can bring that along. Four Monster? I'm not...
Four Monster Day Pack.
I could be ignorant, but I'm not as familiar with that brand.
You're not. No, you're not.
Why is it Four Monster?
Call it. It was on Amazon. Four Monster Day Pack. Yeah. Look good.
Is it one of those like foreign companies that makes like these kind of cheapo... things that are going to break first time?
I mean, it was made of like tough nylon, so I mean, I imagine it's going to be...
Couldn't be that tough if it's only 4 ounces.
Well, tough, you know, nylon? What? Then don't buy it, okay? You get your new Osprey budget, you get your...
No. I want you to buy it, and then I want to see it rip on you.
I might. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it. I mean, it packs small, you know, so...
Because REI makes... This is not on my list, but REI makes a... what is it? How many ounces? I want to say it's like a 5 to 7 ounce pack that's a little bit more substantial. It probably doesn't pack down as tight as what you're saying, but it won't break on you. Or at least if you're using the right way. So anyway, yeah. Okay, that's a good one. I like that answer.
Yeah, you should. So, it's $18, by the way. $18.
Okay, yeah. That's even better. There you go.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Or $9 in Colorado.
Yeah, well, $3 probably. $6, I don't know. Right. I can't do division.
So this next one kind of ties into something we've done recently. We started releasing weekly YouTube videos, and we're trying to be kind of like have a weekly YouTube presence with some episodes, and I'll be hosting with some various different hosts, Derek sometimes, and a couple other guys as well. So we released our first one about almost a week ago.
Yeah,
and you can see Derek smashing backpacking pots and pans with this,
just destroying. Right? Anger.
Yeah, like legitimate ones. These are MSR brand pots and pans.
Who needs them, right?
Yeah. There's these heavy duty pots and pans. And I know some people that, you know, cook for a lot of people. They want the larger capacity, this and that. Unless, like I said in the video, you're a backcountry chef, I don't see the need for these pots and pans. And so my thing is just go with a whole pot setup, pot, stove, and fuel that can be a pound or less. And so in doing so, I'm going to recommend the Tokes titanium pot, which is in the 20 to 30, maybe the $35 range, depending upon the size that you get.
Tokes, spell Tokes.
T-O-A-K-S.
T-O-A-K-S.
They're kind of the main company that makes the titanium stuff.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure.
Yep, and get ones with the handles on it, because handles are glorious. Don't the ones that you smash require the pot grabber.
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah. We've been over that a million times.
Correct.
That's no good.
So,
those are good. I like that. That's okay. Cool. $20 to $30. Doable.
$20 to $35. It depends. I mean, you can get really large ones and go above 40 if you want to. But, yeah. What you got?
Okay. My last one is the Darn Tough Micro Crew cushion socks. $24.
Okay.
Non-synthetic. You know, just some new socks. Mine are just getting old, and you know. Just it's time for some new ones.
Okay. So all we have multiple sock companies on our show. Forget those. Just go with Micro Crew. Darn Tough.
No, I have some Farm to Feet, which I like. Those are still good. Okay. These are like
no. If you like these ones better, that's totally fine. You're allowed to like whichever ones.
Well, I'm gonna try them. I'm gonna try them out. So all my REI ones are just done. So these are recommended by I think 8 hiking experts. So I figured, you know what? Let's give them a try. We'll see how they go.
I'll give you 2 points right now if you can name any of the hiking experts that have recommended these.
Carl Mandrioli.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. Who's apparently a hiking expert? What's the criteria to be a hiking expert? Just like Bear Grylls, like a TV personality, or what is he? What do you think?
I mean, Survivor Man. He's more of a survival expert.
Yeah.
I think that's different.
Yeah, let's be honest. Could Survivor Man really keep up with you on the trail?
Could Survivor Man hike? No, obviously not. He can survive.
Is Survivor Man as fit as you are with all of your carpet training?
Clearly not. I mean, I practice with new shoes around my flat house. So, I mean, how is he going to keep up with me? I mean, why even ask that? That's ridiculous.
I like that you practice hiking.
I practice hiking in my house. So I go up and down my driveway. anyway, you got one more?
I got a couple more actually, but I'll mention them real quick. So I got Pocket Rocket 2. Okay. If you're looking for a stove under $50,
this is right around 50.
Yeah, and we like the Jetboil, the Stash. We understand that's expensive, and that's better if you're going a lot and if you're consuming a lot of fuel and if you're going with larger groups.
Well, if you have larger groups, it just saves
for
time.
Sure. But so Pocket Rocket 2 would be kind of the cheaper alternative. If you combine that with like the titanium pot, you're still looking at far less than how much the Stash would cost. So I have that. And then somebody mentioned one to me this week, and I reached out to my buddy Jason from Indiana, and he's kind of like my go-to gear guy now. He seems to know a little bit about everything with gear. And so I was trying to find a really good lightweight rain jacket that wasn't going to break the bank. And so he told me to check out something called Frog Togs.
Frog Togs.
Have you heard of that?
I have not heard of that. No, what is that?
This is like the cheapo Amazon brand, kind of like what you're talking about with your pack. So this is not going to last you forever, but I was able to get waterproof rain jacket and waterproof pants for about $30-$35.
Really? Total? Yeah. Talking total?
Total. Yep.
Huh.
Correct.
And are they...
Now, what am I giving up? I'm giving up the durability, obviously. it doesn't fit. It's not like a streamlined fit where it just looks like that was made for you. It's a little bit poofy. It's just kind of like an emergency rain jacket, if you know, not something you're intending to use as kind of like your go-to around camp jacket at nighttime. But if you're looking for a, yeah, kind of a good, less expensive, and, oh, I didn't even mention this, lightweight option, I think the jacket's around the 5 to 6 ounce range.
Really?
So, this legit.
Are these on, they're not on Amazon. These are like on their site, Frog?
No, these are on Amazon. That's where I got it from.
So it's called Frog what?
It rhymes. Frog Togs.
All right, I'm going to check this out.
Yeah, Frog you can spell Togs. It pretty much any way you want, and it'll come up, because, yeah, I think they sell a lot of these on Amazon. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Let me check it out. There you go. Good.
The cheapest one I have on my list, my last one, cheapest one is something you can find at your local grocery store, and that is the Snickers Energy Bar.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
It costs $1.
In the candy aisle. In the candy aisle.
Yeah, well, there's a class action lawsuit company that's coming after corporate America.
Actually, I heard they were fraudulent. And we're embezzling money, so that's not going to, I'm not worried about that. But, you know, I think maybe Target has it wrong, and Walmart, and all these stores, because they always put the Snickers bar up in front.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying.
On the can. Isn't that crazy? maybe there is no candy. Maybe there's no candy at all. You know? I don't know.
Ooh, that sounds like something mysterious.
Maybe the aliens got it. Who knows? I don't know.
You said you took 5 minutes prepping. I'm gonna give you a thumbs up on your list, my friend.
Wow, I got a good grade from the teach.
Yeah, is thumbs up a grade? I don't know, but
it can be in your class. I mean, I don't know.
Well done. You know what? Let's take this positivity down a notch. Let's get to some feedback by our fellow adventurers out there.
Let's get negative.
Well, let's report. We're gonna report out on some things. They're not all negative, so
yeah.
Here we go. You ready for this?
All right. Well, I mean, there's always somebody that can do better, right? Let's hear them. Here we go.
I mixed in, yeah, I've got a variety of things here. So first one, when we did that 57 hours giveaway, I kind of had a little feedback spot there for anybody who had thoughts. And so some folks filled that out with some encouraging words.
Okay.
Nobody wants to hear that. So we're just going to dive into the critiques and suggestions.
Who cares about positivity?
Well, you don't want to hear, like, I don't know. Would you want to listen to a podcast where people are like, this person said how awesome we were?
We're wonderful. Yeah, no.
I've heard radio shows that do that, and I'm like, eh.
All right. Well, maybe throw one in at the end just to end on a high note.
I've got one from a review. So,
all right, here we go.
More gear talk or have a gear correspondent? That was from Jason from Indiana, same guy, and also from Villain Jesse.
Is Jason trying to get a new job as our correspondent for gear on the show?
No. Although he could have that job. What's interesting about his recommendation, he had more to say about that. So did Villain Jesse. But Jason actually suggested that Villain Jesse be the gear correspondent. kind of funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. So I think I got a solution for this. You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
I think that we should have lots of gear correspondents because people are trying all sorts of things and have tried all sorts of things for years that have been in their packs.
Right.
And so they know what's working and what's not. So I would like to challenge our fellow adventurers out there. Can you send us an MP3 just telling us one piece of gear that has really worked for you? Tell us what you like about it, some things you wish were different about it.
Right.
And or something that you are very critical of. You're like, please don't buy this. This is a waste of your money. We want to hear different types of pieces of gear from your experiences. And if you send us an MP3, we'll try to have that gear correspondent as part of our show regularly. We'll try to play one per episode if we get a handful. How about that?
That sounds good.
Sounds good.
I like that.
So
yeah, send them in.
Jason,
let's go.
Villain Jesse, I'm talking to you guys and to everybody out there.
Yeah, let's go, Jason. Let's go, Villain Jesse. Give me some good dirt. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, it's not all dirt. It could be positive things, too, because they can have some good
gear. Maybe it's clean dirt. I don't know. Clean dirt. Is dirt clean?
Clean.
It can be. If you fill it, if you wash it.
more trip suggestions and logistics from Miss Bobby.
Trip suggestions and logistics from Bobby. Okay.
I'm going to let you respond to that. What's your solution?
I mean, maybe we throw in some more. Like, why not? I don't know.
Yeah? Like, what would that look like? Trip suggestion show? Like an episode on that?
I mean, maybe we get some feedback from listeners about their favorite spots, and we throw it on a quick list. We run it down. Like, these are some hot spots. I don't know where Bobby's from, does it say?
No.
Okay, well, Bobby, that would have helped.
It's not Bobby. It's Miss Bobby.
Miss Bobby. Sorry, Miss Bobby. Yeah. That would have helped. So if we know where you're from. But otherwise, yeah, we could get some hot spots or a little maybe lesser known places that could be really fun. And then let her know how to get there, where to go. I mean, I don't know where she's coming from, though. So it's kind of hard.
The logistics, I think, is a really good suggestion.
Yeah, like the what? Like you're talking like elevation, mileage, things like that? And
just how to... I mean, some people...
Permits.
I think this is why some of our Patreon trips are so popular, is because some people like that they don't have to figure out how to do things in a different state, in a place they've never been to. Right? They still have to figure out how to get there. They don't have to figure out the trail and what's good, what's not good, right?
Yeah. I mean...
So trying to figure out how to strategize, how to plan that. We've talked about it a little bit, but we haven't...
Yeah, because there's just so many little hurdles. Like, you know, you've had so much fun with permits and getting all that before. So, I mean, there's a lot of...
Yeah, and that's the issue is that, yeah, it's different everywhere. But the trip suggestions, I like your solution, where maybe we'll make that another assignment in the future as far as something that we can get some feedback from other folks out there. Yeah. So good.
And maybe in the meantime, Ms. Bobby, if you want to email Carl and us, tell us where you're from, and then we can maybe have some better ideas in your area.
So. Yeah. Short answer, though, is maybe subscribe to Backpacker Magazine, because that's really all they do now is they're going to promote gear that is sponsored gear from companies they have, and then they're just going to tell you about trips near you. I think that's like most of their issues. That's what all they do. So.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, and then this is from Chris.
Okay.
With an exclamation point, let Derek lead the show.
Let me lead the show?
Yeah. What do you say to that?
I think Carl would have issues. I mean, it's more like I'm just catering to his personality. I mean, I can follow, I can lead. It doesn't really matter to me, but I think we all enjoy the role so far. But I mean, if Carl,
you open the show, you close the show.
I mean,
that's a strong.
You like to hear role. This. Carl likes to hear his own voice more than I do, so I have to let him have it's like 60-40, and I get it. I get it. But, you know, sometimes you got to roll with these things for your friends. So, I mean, so the last shall be first, the first shall be last. It's the whole mentality I try to approach the show with, and I try to take a little step back and, you know, let him shine. I want to let him shine. This is his baby, and, you know, it's a big special deal. So,
I'm laughing because you're telling me I like to hear the sound of my own voice as you continue to ramble on.
I'm just giving a throw answer. Gosh. You know, this is part of my 40. You know, I know you're going to have your 60 goodness. In, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay. Our responses
like
are very, very different here.
What was your response to that?
My response is that you have loved the show. We've actually straight up switched roles. We did an episode called Blisters and Backpacking.
We did.
Where we swapped roles and did not get a lot of hits on that episode.
What are you saying there? What are you saying, Derek, don't lead? Is that what you're saying? Or is that was
I'm
it
just
the quality
you,
of the
I'm
episode?
Just giving you the facts. Giving you the facts.
Oh, the facts.
I've got two other examples of shows where we didn't switch roles, but you definitely were leading the way, which was Essentialitis. Mm. And there was, we did a poop episode, right? How to Poop in the Woods. And so
we did.
There was.
Your favorite episode, I believe, of all episodes.
Was that my favorite? I don't know if that's my favorite, but...
You love poop. I mean, how could it not be? You carry four trowels. You carry four trowel shovels.
I'll just say this. There was a lot of awkward pause deleting in the editing process. Whoa. But there always is. I delete a lot of my stuff too, so yeah.
That's every... I was going to say that's every episode. We're not too awkward anymore, though. But just in general, we're awkward, but I feel like the pauses... have improved over time.
So we'll say maybe on that one from Chris, and then I've planted the seed. So Derek, whenever you want to lead. Just lead on, my friend.
Whatever.
Do you want to dive into Ned's comment?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go dive into Ned.
Okay. So after our episode where we had Greg Hill on, a gentleman named Ned left us a pretty lengthy and critical comment. He said it very professionally, but was concerned that we were pushing. I think he was more concerned that we were pushing veganism. Maybe to the lesser extent, the whole electric cars thing. And so he made this comment and said, is this basically challenging us? Is this going to be what we should expect from episodes moving forward? Mm. And then somebody else ended up clicking the like button on that. So he wasn't alone in that thought. Huh. What do you want to say to Ned?
I mean, I think you got to look at the whole body of work, Ned. I think all the things and ranges that we've talked about. So, you know, yeah, we had a... I guess what's the word you'd use, Carl? Like vegan, minimalist,
part-time vegan?
Not me. Part-time vegan, weekend vegan. So I mean, that was what his whole a lot of what he was you know, his whole shtick was like electric cars and vegan and saving the earth and all that. So I think that's we're going to kind of cater, I think, a lot to the guests and talk about that stuff. But to say that that's all we're going to do now, I think is a jump. Because I think we've talked many times about the joys of chili mac and beef and all these like pesto salmon and all these other foods that we love to eat. You know, I mean, I don't know. I think we made
that pretty clear. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's our focus.
It would be like saying, last week we had Ashley Colwick, the zoologist, on. That was an awesome interview. One of my favorites, actually.
Yeah, mine too.
And she made a comment about feeding the animals and how she tried to feed a bear a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to save her own life.
Right.
So that would be like connecting the dots by saying, so are we now trying to promote feeding animals?
I think you are.
Right.
Yeah, you like to feed animals.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know that those dots connect is what I'm trying to say. And so
yeah, I get you. Yeah.
We'll let everybody else you can draw your own conclusions from the guests that we have on, and we have a large body of work, like Derek says, that kind of speaks for itself. So
yeah. But to answer his question succinctly, no, that's not the direction we're going. I don't even know. Do we have a direction we're going? Just talking about backpacking stuff. I mean, really. Sometimes you get the vegans on, sometimes you don't, you know?
Yeah. And this is why Derek doesn't want to leave the show, is because we do have a strong direction and vision. He is not aware of it at all.
Oh my gosh. It never ends, folks. It never ends.
All right, let's finish off with the reviews.
We got some reviews.
We got a couple new. We hadn't had reviews in forever, so we got a couple ones.
Yeah, what do we got?
And one is just kind of more generally positive, so I can save that one for the end, right?
Sounds good.
Other one is called. This is by Loy Poop Deek.
Loy Poop Deek.
Loy Poop.
Huh.
Loy Poop Deek. Yeah.
Okay.
And the title is Team Derek.
Oh, Team Derek. I like it already.
So definitely takes your side. I can't wait till summer to hear about Carl's misery carrying Derek's ice cream backpack.
I like this guy. Loy Poop Deek.
What are we at right now? I think we're tied 1-1. So
yeah.
Could go either
way. We have a long season ahead, but I like the optimism, and I'm going to give it my all. You know what I mean? So we'll see if.
And the Usher says, enjoy the lighthearted and informative programming. If I could edit Usher's comment, I might put informative in quotations when Derek's talking. Just saying.
Oh, boy. Here we go. He loves the sound of his own voice, guys. Loves the sound.
That was a lot of feedback.
That was the positive one we ended on? Got it. Okay. Trivia. Let's do trivia right after this.
All right, my friend, you got trivia. What kind of trivia today?
All right. We have, it's kind of like a Price is Right, like higher or lower. I'm going to give you.
I like it.
I'm going to give you five products. Okay. I want you to tell me if they're more than $40 or
under $40. I regardless of how this goes,
I think you'll be fine.
I give you full credit for creativity here. Well done.
I think you'll be fine, but you never know. You surprised me quite a few times. So,
no, this is good. This is a really good idea for trivia. I like it.
All right, here we go. I'm going to start with this. The first one is the Brunton compass. Mm. State of the art.
Some of those compasses
are above or below $40?
Oh, it's got to be below $40, right?
It is $17. Okay. You are correct.
All right, and I got to get 3 out of 5 to pass?
You got to get 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5, folks. I think you actually will, so we'll see. Second option, or second one is the Hydroskin Wet Socks.
Mmm.
Hydroskin Wet Socks.
What does that even mean? What's a wet sock?
It's kind of like a wetsuit booty. Okay. You know?
I'm going to say over $40.
Incorrect. They are $30. Okay. And I was thinking to myself, maybe I should get these for surfing, but they're not as durable on the bottom as mine are.
Okay. Yeah. Are these helpful for backpacking, you think?
They can be if you apply it correctly. Okay. Number three.
How do you apply a wetsuit sock correctly in a backpack?
Because if you're going to hike in, if you know it's going to be, I don't know, like if you're going to go through rivers and, like, I don't know, they're hiking wet skin hydro socks. That's what they're for.
So you would recommend bringing an extra pair of socks just for hiking through water?
I didn't say I'd recommend it. I'm just telling you how much they're worth. You can buy them if you want. Yeah.
Okay.
None of these are recommendations, although one of these I will be buying. Okay, third option, or third one, is the Benz Insect Invisinet for bugs, mosquitoes, and all these things. Under $40 or over $40?
So is it an actual net around your body that's invisible?
Well, that's for you to determine.
Okay. I don't know what it is. It's Price is Right now.
Yeah, Benz. Yeah, well, okay. They don't tell you.
Is it
you
like a spray? Like, what is it? What am I? What kind of?
It's an insect net.
It's an actual net. Okay.
But it's Invisinet. What does that mean? I don't know.
It's just, and you wear it around your body. All right, I'll say under.
It's $13.
Okay.
Okay, I was hoping you would say that. All right, the Osprey hydraulics.
Over. Osprey? Over.
You are incorrect. I was going to say the Osprey hydraulics 2.0 liter reservoir is under.
No, $30. Actually, it's like $35, right?
The 3.0 is over 40.
Okay.
It's like 41.
Okay. I was just being silly by saying over I heard the word Osprey, but
you
fine.
Answered that. That is
that's
wrong.
Fine. Okay, if you need that to get me wrong, it's fine.
I don't need it. That's what you said. Correct? Correct. I mean, if you didn't jump the gun, you would have got it right. So,
behind the scenes, Derek takes 5 minutes to answer each trivia question, and he gives about three answers, trying to listen for my reaction. I'm going to start taking your first one. So,
is that, okay, well, this is pretty much higher or lower, so it's pretty easy. Katadyn B-Free 1 liter filter, water filter.
1 liter is under.
Incorrect. $44.95 on Amazon. That is a loss.
Okay, so all of them, all of them were under except for the last one.
Well, yeah. You had the Wet Sox were under, the Brunt and Compass, the Invisinet, and the Osprey Hydraulics was right borderline, but you jumped the gun and you missed it. So good job.
All right. So we have now set a new standard for trivia logistics where your first answer, once you say it, that counts.
In this case, correct.
Moving forward, correct.
I think you are a little bitter because you lost another trivia.
No. I'll take the loss. I just know that if I start applying the same strategy to your answers, you're going to miss all of the questions.
There's like reflective thinking and talking about the answers, and then there's like, hey, I'm going to jump in with the answer, like you just did. More than $40. You know what I mean? Whoa. So I think that was pretty black and white. And
okay. We'll see how it works for you in the future. We'll taking the loss. I'm taking the loss like a man. I am down 2-1. Two losses to your one loss.
Get that ice cream ready, everybody. Get it ready. What flavors? Right. Send it in. Email. Yeah. What flavor? Go.
Derek, I got a couple tidbits for you.
I've been waiting all week.
There's another outdoor retailer show. I'm going to start going to these regularly because they're just right here in Denver. And
so convenient. Yeah.
Have you looked at the list of retailers that are there?
No, but I keep getting emails. I haven't looked at the whole list. Okay. Who's going to be there?
I mean, it's a long list. So,
okay.
Sometimes there's some that are there that I just haven't heard of their brand, like Four Monster. I don't know if they'd be there, but
Four Monster.
Not there last time, but there this time is Buff.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you going to swing by?
What question would you want me to ask them? Like, if I do this kind of the on the spot interview thing again, what would you want me to ask?
Do you ever sell this for under $20?
Well, we already know the answer to that.
Well, they might have a sale. I mean, who knows? I mean, is there a way? I want to see if you can meet somebody there at the booth that can somehow convince you that this is something that you should buy and use.
Oh, I'm sure if I said, hey, can you sell me on the Buff? They would have their spiel, right? But then what if I gave them feedback while they were trying to sell me? Like I pointed out all the ridiculous characteristics.
Right. Yeah. I would love to like videotape that conversation. Because it's going to be absurd either way.
So I could videotape. I could bring the camera.
Oh, that'd be. How do you? Will you have somebody film it while you talk to the guy or what?
I would just have to set it up and self film kind of thing. Bring a tripod.
That would be hilarious.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
You should try to do that. Okay. That'd be funny.
I'll take your suggestion. I'll do that. All right. So the last one I got is we have a Patreon episode coming out this month. 6 gear hacks or something along those lines that can improve your trips. Derek and I are going to give you some legitimate, or at least hopefully legitimate, gear hacks, and that's coming out this week. So if you have been on the fence about joining us on Patreon, we are going to up our game and give you relevant and helpful tips with different categories, and these are legit. So and moving forward, these are not going to come out as releases as regular episodes. These are only going to be for Patreon subscribers.
Do it. Sign up.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
That's all I got?
That's all you got? All right, guys. Nice to talk to you. Nice to feed you with some of Carl's voice 60% of the time and mine 40% of the time. We will see you next time. And remember, guys, if you want to get rid of your friend on the trail, just throw a Ben's Insect Invisinet right over the top of him. We'll see you next time. There was a There was a piece of gear. It was called the Sock Saver, and so what it is like, you know, it's a body sock that you slip over your friend while they're sleeping. You know, when they smell, when they have bad feet odor, when they have bad breath, and they're like right up in your face. So I throw on the Sock Saver over Carl every single night in the tent, and let me tell you something. My life has been peaches and cranberries ever since.